obviously you're focused on what's happening on the ice. Does it mean anything to you, though, that people have put that time and effort into being here?
For sure. You know, Jets fans haven't seen playoff hockey in a long time, and, you know, the fact that they're making whoever's making the trip down to get that much more action, that's great to hear, and, you know, we'll take all the fans we can get down here.
When you think about that, I mean, I know it's tough to think ahead at this time of year, but Game 3, especially if you can get the split or go up to, what do you expect the atmosphere to be like, first playoff game there in 19 years?
Loud. Even the last 2 weeks, you could tell, the building was getting more and more energy, and, we expect, quite an amazing atmosphere going in that first game.
What kind of message you guys want to send here in this first game?
It's tough to say what specific message we want to send. I think for us, it's been focusing on the way we need to play to be successful. And, if we play that way, whatever message we send to them, we're happy with whatever it may be.
Probably safe to say your team took some teams by surprise this season. Is there any chance of taking anyone by surprise at this stage of the year?
For sure. I think, we're definitely taking the underdog role coming into this series. But, the way we played down the stretch here the last month to get a spot in the playoffs, there's not a guy in the room here that doesn't believe we can win.